Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
How's everybody doing? Good?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yep.
I drove the Bronco in today, and I didn't think about it, but I should watch the weather before I drive that thing in.
Oh, yeah, dude. You need, you have a good weather app?
Yeah, I got the one on the phone.
Like, it's got a radar and everything?
I have the one that goes Nashville, 78 degrees. That's on the front of the iPhone.
No. You need to upgrade.
Well, I have another one, too, that's radar.
There we go.
It's called My Radar. It's fine, but every time it pops up, it's like, do you want to get My Radar Pro? Subscribe. And I got to go through that bull crap. I did buy another one a long time ago called Dark Black something. I don't. And it was good, but now I can't find. I don't know.
Don't know what that is.
But what do you mean? Yeah, but the radar is just like, it tells you something's coming in like the main. Where I had my Jeep and I got in trouble was these pop-up storms.
Yeah. Well, that just happens. I mean, you can't avoid that.
Oof.
The weatherman can't even see that coming.
Yeah. Well, I brought the Bronco and I just saw there's some chance of rain coming up a little bit. So I'm going to have to zoom, zoom.
Do you have a top that you can just put on it or you have to?
I have a soft top. I have a hard top that I just donated.
Yeah, but is a soft top on the the Bronco?
No, what kind of loser carries their soft top?
Well, mine's always there.
Yours is on.
Mine goes back. It's like convertible. It goes back and you strap it, and then whenever it rains.
I won't do that.
Okay.
I say loser, I mean lazy. Okay. That's what I mean when I say loser. I mean lazy. Okay, let's get through some of this because some of this stuff's pretty wild. AI gun detection will soon be used in some Utah schools, and it could be coming to more schools. So a couple months ago, there was a bunch of hoax school shootings that were going through Utah, like the calls, hey, we're going to come shoot up school. And so they have it's called Zero Eyes, and it's artificial intelligence to fight against school shootings. By the way, Zero Eyes feels like a creepy name.
Yeah.
Zero Eyes.
It feels like that movie with Tom Cruise, maybe Vanilla Sky?
Yeah, that's a movie.
Where they just predicted what people would, they'd use artificial technology and arrest people, and be like, you're probably up to something.
Minority Report.
Oh, man, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah. It's like Vanilla Sky.
I don't know. All those Tom Cruise movies are about the same. What was Vanilla Sky?
Who's Cameron Diaz in that?
Is that Tom Cruise, though?
I think so, but I've never seen that one.
Oh, yeah. Minority Report. They bust in, kick the door down. You're under arrest. For what? I didn't do anything. For what you were about to do.
What?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And that's what AI is going to be doing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Zero Eyes is a company. And so it is an AI gun detection and situational awareness software that will be used to, and then it goes to a bunch of stuff what AI does, basically predicting patterns, people. The function is like an emergency report function too, where if something does happen, where they can go, where they can get there. I mean, it's wild. It's from KSL.com. That's the story. Once the experts are able to verify the threat, they dispatch alerts and actionable intelligence, including visual description, gun type, last known location. It is intense stuff. And it all feels good until it gets so good it gets bad. But that's everything. Like, everything is so good. Like, yes, fix, help, help, fix, help, fix. Here, look at this, access to this. Now they have access to everything. And they kill us themselves.
Yeah.
Zero eyes.
Big brother.
Zero eyes.
Yeah. The story, too, the Ring cameras, right? Like, we want Ring cameras because there are the little dills on the bottom of our door, and it tells us who's out the door, a little bit of security. All of a sudden, we got, wow, look at this. We're protecting ourselves so much better. We got our Ring camera. Look at it on my phone. Who's out there? Well, it's just the mailman. No problem. Who's that creepy guy? Don't answer it. Take a screenshot. All this happens, right? And you're feeling good about it until the story comes where Ring cameras allegedly gave company employees access to every single customer and every video. They could see everything.
Nuh-uh.
That's literally the story.
Yes, not good.
The Federal Trade Commission is claiming in a federal complaint that Ring security cameras gave every employee of the company full access to every customer video.
I think the children, too, was a big deal.
Of course. It's all a big deal.
Yeah.
It's all a big deal. So, again, it's so good. It's so good. It's so, wow, this is so good. Now it's bad.
Yeah.
But that's how we do it in America. Well, we don't have, and I don't have a moderation gene for anything. America does not have moderation. We like to have it. Oh, this is so good. Let's get all we possibly can until we just have so much that it kills us or hurts us or makes us sick. Or it's what?
I don't, I'm still, I'm listening to your story, but I'm like still
I'm coming on American culture.
Huffing and puffing about this Ring story.
It's like we love to build people up in this country. Hero, hero, hero. Build them up, build them up, build them up, build them up. They're too big for the britches. And knock them down, you freaking loser. You're like, wait, no, you just built me all the way up to knock me down. You're a loser. You're a piece of crap now. Oh, you've come back from the ashes. Ah, oh, we root for you again. Hmm. It's weird. It's weird how our country
works. Do these companies not have like a department that says, hey, let's look into like 20, 30 years in the future. Like, what shouldn't we do or how could we get
psychics
in for this?
Yeah, they're easy to find.
No.
We're looking for psychics if they want to come and join the company.
Like real imaginary people.
Yeah,
like
I think they do.
Imaginary people?
No, I'm saying like people that imagine things.
Yes.
Wizards.
like script writers.
Yes.
Like Zoe or
Wizards. Anyone wants to hire crystal ball.
No. Yeah.
I see in the future.
No, you're not understanding.
Really? Hey, okay, what
do you go to like care.com to find one of those?
No.
You're like, all right, care.com.
Can I
find a wizard that can work between 9 a.m.?
Yeah, how do they not have someone
people
that's going to predict
with a good imagination.
Pitfalls?
So what they do for some terrorists.
Now, thank you for stopping making fun of me.
They do hire folks to go, can you create the craziest scenario possible? Like, use what you're good at in writing stories and come up with ideas where you think if you were trying to create this, and not all just creatives, but also engineers, they do bring in people. I would call them consultants at this point.
There we go. Or imaginary people.
You said imaginary people, Eddie, and it set the whole thing off.
That was
reformed
stupid of me.
Criminals.
You can't expect us not to riff on wizards for 2 minutes.
No, you have to go crystal ball and all that.
You can't. So, but they, yes, that is.
Then Ring didn't have one of these guys? Like, Ring didn't see that this could be a potential problem?
No, the problem is
this
they
is
gave
not predicting,
everybody access.
This is not predicting how people do it wrong. This is you giving access people to work in the company.
Right.
They just shouldn't have done that in the first place.
Yes, the answer is that's just a bad move.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't need a future creative person to come up with that.
Yeah.
You know the solution? Don't get one of those things, guys. Hello.
So, you know what? They scare me. You walk in front of one.
Yeah.
Hey, like, scream at you.
Is that the person screaming at you?
No, it's in the it's like a noise.
Oh, wow.
Some of them have a sensor. I was over, we were in Utah, and we were staying at my brother-in-law's house, and there's a couple houses next to him. You just walk in front of the house. You're like, what the?
But that's weird.
When the camera sees something in front of it, it does it just to make sure everybody knows that they know.
Yeah, they know that there's something there, and they're watching you. Who has one?
The complainant? I don't. I have a bunch of cameras.
I have cameras, but not Ring.
We have inch of our property camered up.
But wait, Lunchbox, you don't have cameras or anything?
No.
Oh.
All right. Uh-huh. Let everybody know where you live.
And
good for you.
I don't even lock my doors.
My thing is, like, somehow my kids learned about skinny dipping. I don't know. And
skinny dipping.
I said.
What in the world? I've been there, done that, but.
One of the friends.
Multiple times.
I just was like, we have cameras. Like, this is a problem. My kids weren't seeing how it could
pool.
Be a problem.
In your own pool.
And I'm like, no. It's not like we're going to go back and watch that, but I don't know who ultimately is going to have access to all of this. Mm-hmm. And I don't want footage of 13-year-old
Hold
girls.
On, your kids are skinny dipping in your pool?
They're not. I did not with my permission.
She was
permission.
Asking about it.
They
oh.
did
They're
it.
Asking about it. Oh. Well, I didn't want to talk about it. I don't like talking about naked kids. So
you're right.
Just for the just general story. I don't want to talk about wizards.
You know? Yeah, crystal balls and
yeah, stuff.
Stuff
like that. So,
should we talk about us skinny dipping?
The complaint alleges that some of the employees no. were watching videos from the cameras with names that indicated they were in intimate places like master bedroom and they focused on watching pretty girls.
Oh. No.
Under the proposed FTC order, of course it's dudes. Of course it's creepy dudes. Mm. No healthy female is going to be there going, well, what can I get into? What can I look at today that's dirty? No.
One creepy dude.
It's all dudes.
Calls his other friend, hey, you got to apply for a
Why
job
can't
at
it
Ring.
Be
hey, I'm
going to
send you this link. I'm going to send you this link. Check it out.
Dang.
Click master bedroom. Under the proposed FTC order, Amazon's Ring will be directed to pay $5.8 million in customer refunds. That's nothing. That's a penny to them.
Yeah.
That's from ABC News. That's a penny to them.
Dang,
I
man.
Imagine if anything's on the internet, it can be hacked. That's what I think in my own head. Generally, you know, we have cameras in our on and in our property in different places. You can't even see the cameras at some points. Because we're kind of hyper-vigilant about those because I've had things happen to me. And I just am like, well, if they're on the internet, somebody could probably figure out how to get into them. I don't know what they're going to see. You can look at me. Look at Master Bedroom.
Ooh, Ghost Dog.
You ain't going to see crap. Maybe. I haven't seen Ghost Dog in a while. And Ghost Dog wasn't on camera, even though he was outside the door.
But
I looked.
If people
he should have been on camera, but
he
wasn't.
Wasn't. Right, he was there, and I checked it, and he never showed up
and
on camera.
And that's why he's Ghost Dog.
That's right. I need to hire one of those wizards.
Yeah.
Let me know when you find
imaginary
one.
People.
Do you mean people with big imagination?
Yes,
great imaginations?
Yes, but I don't know how to label
Not
them.
Imaginary people.
Right.
Creatives.
Canada's putting warning labels on every individual cigarette. Canada will become the first country in the world to require a warning label on every cigarette August 1st. The warnings will be phased in and are expected to show up on king-size cigarettes first, then regular.
Hmm.
And I think the idea, this is from ABC News, the idea is great, right? The idea is great. I do think, though, that for the most part, people know. 99% of people know.
100%.
And it's also on the on the box or the whatever. It's a box,
pack.
Right? Even though it's pack.
That so sounds cooler.
I get it. I think unless you're going to actually be extremely graphic, it's just going to be the same thing. If you get it on there and you put like a picture of a black lung.
Yeah.
That's what they should
like
do.
Or like rest in peace.
Yep, yeah.
Jonathan Wilson.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Like you, that stuff at this point is all you can do to make people even look at it a second time.
Wow. Oh,
man, that's actually creative.
Like that's how, well, I was hired as a wizard for by the companies.
Imaginary people.
Okay.
I was an imaginary person. All right,
guys.
But that's what they should do. If they're going to do it, they're going to spend money. You got to shock people to even get them to pay attention.
What are they going to do? Smoking's bad? What are they?
Yeah, it's like this gives you lung cancer.
Mm.
You know that already. And I like the idea. And who knows? Even if it keeps one person smoking a little less, maybe that's a deal. But it's like you got to go hard. If you want people to even pay attention, you got to go hard.
Yeah.
Maybe they put positive words of encouragement on it.
That ain't working.
Hey,
you're beautiful.
I'm,
just who you are. Don't smoke.
Yeah, I'm just being an imaginary person, just real quick, of like
now
every
you're jumping
time,
on board.
Because like, I'm sure people would want to.
Hers doesn't seem as hateful though as ours.
No,
yeah, she's really
like,
nice,
she was
about,
nice
it.
About it. She's like, I shall all be an imaginary person.
I'm sure most people want to quit smoking, so maybe sometimes like, hey, you can do it. Make this your last one.
It talks.
She's
to
She's a freaking little engine that could.
You can do like, it.
You can do. I think you can. I think you can.
Hey, try to give up after this one.
This is your last puff.
Right.
And, yeah, I don't think that.
I don't know.
I mean, you got to go hard.
Well,
like, hey, welcome to death, R.I.P.
Wow.
Like, do that crap, and I'll still not even be cared about for the most part.
Maybe grab bag, some death, some encouragement.
Maybe just make out like a lottery. You want $1 million, and the right cigarette wins, and some of them kill you automatically.
Oh, man.
Now you're talking.
Oh,
now
like
we're
roulette.
Talking. Yeah, cigarette roulette. So some of them.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
As soon as you light it, poof, money comes out the end.
Oh, wow.
Some of them, you light it, poof, you die immediately.
Wait, but the money's
like,
just
money
going to get people
out.
To buy more.
Yeah.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's got to be equal, though.
It's totally not the point.
But there's got to be a positive. If you're going to go so negative, you also got to be so positive. You got to equal it out. An inmate who escaped in Akron was caught attempting to order a $1 burger from McDonald's.
Dollar menu.
Well, also, it's like you don't escape with a bunch of money. You didn't just win the cigarette contest that we talked about.
Yeah. He's got no cash,
right?
Man.
He's got nothing. So an escaped inmate was taken into custody Wednesday morning after he was recognized attempting to order a hamburger. Jason Lyle Conrad, who had been on the run since Tuesday morning, was captured by authorities. He's back in jail. According to 911 recordings released by the Police department employees identified the man who pulled up in street clothes riding a bike. They recognized him because his tattoos and his limp, which they said, look for a guy with tattoos and a limp.
Oh, well, there you go.
You know, even if I'm probably limping on both. I'm doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
If I got a limp that people are looking for, like, I'm getting a wheelchair. I'm still a wheelchair.
Right. Take that limp out of it.
The limp's out of the equation. So, but that's the deal. He ordered a $1 burger. Restaurant said, we don't offer those. He wrote off. They called, and they got him.
Dang.
From Fox 8. NYPD officer cites courtesy cards used by friends and family of cops as a source of corruption. A New York City police officer speaking out against the use of courtesy cards by friends and relatives of his colleagues, accusing department leaders of maintaining a system of impunity that lets people with a connection to law enforcement avoid traffic tickets. So what it is, it's a laminated card, and you have it. It's kind of like,
but
oh,
you're out.
You
get out of jail free card.
You know somebody, or you're close with somebody.
So you get out of things?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Unless I have one, and then I like them.
That's like Elvis wanting, what did he want, that DEA badge?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. What an idiot.
He hated him so he just wanted to be one. I felt that. Often it gets them out of people out of like speeding tickets, failing to wear a seatbelt. Not the ticket once you get it, but even getting the ticket.
Wow.
Because
wow.
You're like, hey, here's my courtesy card. Yeah. So that's it. Current and retired officers now have access to hundreds of cards given away in exchange for like a discount on a meal or a home improvement job.
Yeah.
That does not sound fair.
It's like when I had a military ID card, one time I got pulled over. And I was like, you have to pull out your license, but I...
Let it slip out.
Yeah, I was like... and you could see that it was a military ID card as a spouse, but still I was like, maybe they'll see that I...
And did it work?
I don't think so.
A woman prevents a plane from taking off, forcing everyone to reschedule. Well, but what she did, which was... unless you're like really drunk or really messed up on something, I just don't understand... why people do this kind of stuff. And I don't think you should do it drunk or under the influence of anything either, but I can at least understand how that happened because you're doing things that you would normally do. But according to court documents, on April 19th, an American Airlines flight from Buffalo to Chicago was grounded because a woman wouldn't get off her phone. She was just being a bee.
And she wouldn't told everyone to get off your phone?
The crew said, you have to get off your phone when the plane's going up.
Yeah.
The crew said, hey, everybody get off your phone. She didn't. Then the crew came over and demanded she hang up the phone. She became, quote, irate. Then she argued with passengers and she spit on another one.
Oh, okay, that's a little extreme.
And then she took out the phone and started recording.
Of course.
Amy, okay?
Yeah,
something's wrong with my lip.
You have a limp?
My lip.
My lip. So I just did that. And then while you were telling that, I was going to get a little ointment.
Oh, okay, yeah, get your ointment. But she, like, Amy disappeared.
She goes like this. She goes...
I know.
Like she was about to pass out.
Right, you okay? I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, that's her answer.
That's
as the plane was moving, she pushed past a flight attendant, opened the front door, and slid down the emergency slide.
Dang.
Like, she went from going hard to freaking, like, almost coming all the way back around full circle to, like, that's cool.
I wonder if that was her plan the whole time.
I don't think so. Because as it escalated, she was like, well, I'm already going to get in trouble. And that's when she decided she's going to kick the door open and slide out. Like, I hate her. She went down the slide. That's pretty cool. She's in trouble. But if you're going to get in trouble, go down the slide.
When they tell you to turn your phones off, do you turn your phone off? Or, like, put an airplane mode?
They don't really say off anymore, but airplane mode.
That's what they tell you to do now.
Yeah, I do. Because it's all the same anyway. I'm still connected to the internet.
Right.
So
yeah, you can't use your phone.
Yeah, and you can't use it.
But you can text and do whatever until you're actually getting the air.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe I do that sometimes, but I think I... most times go to airplane mode.
Yeah.
I don't always.
But they do get kind of mean. They're a little crazy.
Yeah, because if that frequency just happens, one in a million chance to cross over with another one, you all crash and die.
Oh, really? That's a real thing?
I think it's communication, right? Like, if you have your phone and there is communication happening from the phone and they happen to, that could affect.
Has that ever happened?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Otherwise, why would they care?
I always wonder, too, because I'm like, what is really the problem with me talking to someone on the phone? Because when I was leaving for Oklahoma City a couple weeks ago, the lady comes up and goes, sir, this conversation on your phone needs to end. It needs to be put away. And I'm like, well, I got to go. You know, sir, it needs to end now. I said it needs to end. I'm like,
spit on her.
Like, relax, woman. Like,
here's what it is. So I was kind of right. Your phone will attempt to make connections with the cell towers around it, and that is what could connect and interfere with the transmission of communication from the plane to the tower itself.
Huh.
That's not the cell tower, but the tower.
Yeah.
So And if that happens, if you don't put down your phone and you don't turn it off, I mean, it's one in a million, but you don't want to be that one.
The guy driving our shuttle when we got to California this past weekend, we got there and the guy driving our shuttle got in the thing, the little intercom, and said, "Hey, everyone, please turn off your phones and no use of cell phones here for your own safety." And we were just driving in a shuttle to the rental car place and everyone shut their phones down. And then we got there. He's like, "I was just kidding with you guys."
That's funny because I started to go, why?
Yeah.
In my head, I'm logically trying to figure out why.
Yeah, we're like, well, our own safety. We all shut our phones down.
For his,
he's like idiots.
For his annoyance, he'd like you to turn your phones off.
Got him.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez bought a $60 million house.
It looks awesome.
Haven't seen it.
Looks huge. Where is it? It has like 24 bathrooms.
It sits on a 5-acre promontory. I don't know what that is. Promontory. I don't even know that word.
Prominent piece of land.
I don't know that that's.
It sounds like the root word.
Making
right?
that up.
Yeah, man.
Root sounds, word, man. Sounds right.
Will you look up promontory? I think it's a good word for us to know and use. If it says a prominent piece of land, I'm just going to be like, you know
you
what?
You give up.
You're right. I suck.
Dang.
Promontory. A point of high land that juts out of a large body of water.
No.
So that's not prominent. It's a specific. He's putting his arms up like he's right. No, no.
I mean, is that not a prominent
piece of land? No, it's a point of high. Well, there's a lot of
it's
things
It's a high
that are
demand. It's in high demand.
No, physically I mean, high.
No, high land. It's a point of high land that juts out into a large body of water. That is a prominent. Mike, how would you say it? Promontory?
Promontory.
Oh, promontory.
Promontory.
I've never heard that word.
Hmm. And where is this?
It's got to be in California, right?
Oh, yeah, I think it's California.
Like, why would you buy that anywhere else if you're them?
Dang.
The estate is double gated. That is from
Beverly
TMZ.
Hills.
Beverly Hills.
$60 million cash.
Look at
you
that.
Say Beverly Hills like that?
Beverly
Hills.
You sounded like
it.
that pronunciation.
Yeah, yeah.
Beverly Hills. Marvel fan has 34 Marvel tattoos. That's the record. He's got all these tattoos in Marvel.
34
characters.
Doesn't sound that much. Of just Marvel tattoos?
Of all the characters?
That seems like a lot.
Yeah, they have 31 of their superheroes in their body. They're co-holders of the world record. If I were a co-holder, I'd sneak and get another one real
totally.
Quick. I get a little spider in my head on my wiener, not so no one can see it,
stop.
And I'd only show it to
you
them.
You would not.
Yeah.
That would hurt so bad.
Another crazy roller coaster story. A rider jumps out of Splash Mountain log. Jumps out. Whoa. Jumps out.
Whoa. Jumps!
A rider who apparently suffered a panic attack jumped out of a log stop. While on the Splash Mountain ride just days before it was set to be closed at Disneyland. The video posted, it's got to be somebody on TikTok just doing it for fun.
Totally.
It could be what the story says, but when I think about this, I don't think that it's legitimate, especially after the person crashed the airplane just to get on TikTok. Wow. Everything's fake to me now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And someone did get it on TikTok, and they jumped out, and they're walking, but the person walking is like a young, Mike, what do you think, 20-year-old female?
Yeah.
And that, to me, I put up red flag.
Hmm. How do you get out of there, though?
You just jump. It's like a tube going through that water system.
Yeah, but you're strapped down. I was just on it. Splash Mountain.
Are you strapped?
Yeah, man. You got a little belt lap because at the very end, you go down, and that's one of the things where you go in the water and it splashes all over you. Yeah, you're strapped down. Maybe was never like.
They got out.
Wow.
The video posted shows an unidentified rider walking down the ride platform after jumping out of one of the logs. A voice can be heard asking the person what they were doing. They say, "I can't. I'm seriously having a panic attack." The person who did not appear to be injured was seen walking down some stairs and then the platform. Quote, "Can you do that?" A person said. The other one goes, "She just did."
People are so dumb.
KTLA. I hear you, but I still don't really believe it.
Yeah.
Because it was caught on TikTok. Now, you did video, but you're supposed to.
I haven't posted it.
You didn't
it
video
yet.
That one, though, did you?
No, that was another ride. Not
this
that
one isn't like a crazy one.
It's pretty crazy. At the end, it's like the one when you go right in the water and you get all wet.
It's pretty cool.
I know. I've done it before.
Yeah, I don't know why they're discontinuing it.
They're actually putting up a ride called Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Oh, that sounds cool.
All right, there's that. I have a really funny video that I haven't posted that I don't know if I will. It's a joke, and I didn't mean to play it. I mean, I meant to do it, but I didn't have it planned. But my wife and I were talking last night. I played the Opry, and I came home, and I went into our room. She's watching the Vanderpump, the part 3, Ray?
Yeah, they broke it all up. They're trying to get the most bang for their buck.
Yeah, part three. And so she's watching part three, and it's the first time that old girl had, I mean, I watched some of it too now, but it's the first time old girl had been there and been with the other girl.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty explosive cast, and they're all good-looking, so they're just going to try and do as many of them as they can.
One of the girls has a restraining order against one of the girls, so when she got there, another girl had to leave because of the restraining order.
That's obviously for dramatic reasons. You can be in the same room together if it's approved, but yeah, they just do that for TV.
Hey, whatever. I'm like, dang. So anyway, goes to commercial, or maybe it's over, and I hit record on my phone. Oh, I know what it was. I was watching the Jewel National Anthem. I was listening to it to see if it was as bad as everybody said. Because some people said Jewel singing the national anthem was disrespectful and how she sang it because it was so bad. They were comparing it to Roseanne Barr, et cetera.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Well, and I didn't even bring it because I didn't feel like it was that bad.
Okay.
I actually thought it was pretty good at times. Is she off some? Yeah. And is it saying slightly different melody, which I hate when people change up the national anthem? Yeah. But was she actually trying and was it pretty good? Yeah. I don't think there was anything to it where she was just going, who gives a crap? Like Fergie that time at the All-Star game, I think it was. Remember that?
No, that was bad.
Whoa.
That was risky and bad.
Yeah.
Roseanne Barr, obviously, she was just making a joke of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Jewel was really trying. So I did not bring it on the show because I didn't want to debate something I felt like the answer was kind of boring to. And I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, oh, man. I hit record on my phone. And I say to my wife, hey, I was just asked if I'd sing the national anthem at a major league game. And without missing a beat, she was like, for who, the Savannah Bananas?
That's hilarious.
And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, yeah. And then you hear, you can feel it because she doesn't know she's being recorded. Then she automatically goes, I need to be supportive here. And she's like, look, you're in a comedy band. Like, do you feel like you could do it? And you could feel her go from, because she's so funny. You could feel her then turn into supportive wife and go, do you, if you really want to do it, and she's like, what game? I was like, the Tampa Bay Rays. And I'm just having to like come up with crap as I'm talking to her. I'm like, Tampa Bay Rays. And she's like, how many people? I was like, probably like 20,000.
Sold out.
And she's like, but can you do it? And I'm like, oh, say. She's like, oh. She goes, that's not, but you can't even start there. You have to start lower. Oh, say. Oh, she goes, ugh. I said, well, what if I go? And again, it's the same.
This is all on video?
I have all of it. It's all the 3-minute conversation. I don't know if she'll let me post it or not, but she's funny and supportive at the same time. Like, she finds a way to make fun of me, but also be nice about it, but also go, oh, but if you really want to, like, I'll support you. And then I never tell her it was a joke. I just turn it off and move on with life. And then later on, I hit play on the video, and I start playing it back. And she's like, was that a joke? And I was like, yeah. She goes, well, I don't care as much about the video as I'm just so relieved you're not singing the national anthem. yeah, that's funny.
So you're not going to post it?
I need to ask.
Yeah, if you get approval, you got to post that.
I will, but that's I'm not good. Recording her on video
right.
Because I can't hold it.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
People record us doing everything in life, eating. If we're out, people have their, and there's a, we can, when a phone is up at, I mean, it's like a 10-degree angle up. When it's that up, you know somebody's recording something. So we can tell. And so she can tell if my phone is straight up or at a weird angle that we're recording. And so I couldn't do it. So I just filmed the bottom of a chair as I held the phone, but you can hear it. It's funny, but I need to make sure. It's not worth it to put it up and then get in trouble.
No, definitely not worth
it. It's not worth it.
Nah, it never
is. I used to think it'd be worth it. It ain't worth it. Okay. I think that's it. Everybody feel good?
Yeah.
Anything else, Mike, I need to do? Okay. Four things up. It's Thursday.
Yes. I have a whole episode about adaptogens, like mushrooms, but the ones that you can have.
What do you mean, like on pizza?
Yeah, like why don't I listen to an episode on pizza mushrooms?
No,
yeah.
not that kind. They're adaptogens.
You said the ones like that we can have, but then you right. Eat. Like and I'm confused.
Because, well, we sort of talk about the other kind that are legal in Colorado and
Magic
Oregon.
Magic mushrooms?
Yes.
That wizards have?
Imaginary people?
Imaginary people?
No, but I mean, that's just part of it. We also talk about...
Are you a drug podcast now?
No. Whoa, that's just one part.
Next week,
no,
heroin.
But the kind that, you know, the good kind that everybody can have.
Like lion's mane.
I don't know what that is.
And what? Is that a kind of drug?
No, it's a, It's a mushroom.
Join us next week with Pablo Escobar as we talk about.
Wow.
No, that's just one of the things. We also talk about, my friend was on who's very into putting like pink Himalayan sea salt in her water. So she talks about all the ways it's helping her. And I'm like, bleh, I don't want to do that. But other people might be into it.
All right. Well, check out Four Things with Amy Brown if you're
curious.
Love the 70s.
If you're curious.
You want to try that live.
You want to go on a trip.
Psychedelics. That's right. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.